1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker, courtesy of Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Get ready for incredible savings at Prairie Land Partners. Backed by popular demand, you can now choose one of the following implements for free when you purchase a 1 through 3 series John Deere compact utility tractor. Elevate your productivity with your choice of a versatile pallet fork for heavy lifting, a rugged rear blade for precise grading, or a sturdy box blade for efficient earth moving. Visit them in store or online at prairielandpartners.com to learn more.
Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 25th day of the month of March, 54 degrees on our way to 66 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Dr. Gary Zeek, Director of Bands at Emporia State University, talking about a free show coming up this week by the Kansas City Symphony Orchestra Brass Quintet. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing all right, and anytime you're able to bring in the Kansas City Symphony, whether it's the full symphony or one of the sections, it's a good day, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. This is a real world-class event that we're bringing to the ESU campus on Wednesday, and the concert will be at 7:30 p.m. in Heath Recital Hall, which is in Beach Music Hall, and as you guys were just saying, this event is free to the public. And in Kansas City, if you've gone to see a symphony, I mean, tickets could be anywhere from 30 to 100, 150 bucks. We are very fortunate. We got a grant that we could bring in the group. And we had these guys in last year, and they were just absolutely fantastic. They blew everyone away with how great they were. And we're so excited to be bringing them back again.
So how did this grant come to be, Gary? I mean, as you mentioned, this is something that happened last year, so it just kind of fall in line like it did last year?
Yes, and we had a gift that we could bring in musicians in the Kansas City Orchestra. So we took advantage of that last year, and then, again, they were just so good, we brought them back in. And the players are the principal players of the orchestra. We have Julian Kaplan and George Good. George Goad on trumpet, Elizabeth Gray on French horn, Porter Wyatt Henderson on trombone, and Joe Lefevre on tuba. And they're doing a wonderful variety of music. The brass quintet is sort of the standard brass small group setup. And they're just very, very virtuosic. And they're doing a real standard called the Suite from the Montresian Hills by Maurice Calvert. They're doing music from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein. They're doing pieces by the great conductor-composer Michael Chilson Thomas called Street Song. And they're doing a number of other things, but just a fantastic variety of music. And what's really, really neat is they'll be coming in and they'll be doing master classes with our students at 3 o'clock that afternoon. So we'll have students playing for them and getting the opportunity to get feedback on their playing from these master musicians.
How important is that, Gary, just before you jump in, but how important is it to not only have them, you know, just in for the public, but then for your musicians to essentially pick their brain or their brains about, you know, what they're doing and what they can improve?
Oh, my gosh. It is simply invaluable, just for that opportunity. We work with our students constantly, but there's nothing better than bringing in outside people who are great, so they can get different points of view, different feedback on just how to play their instrument, how to interpret a phrase, just general musicianship. And I think the students are really, really exciting. They're excited to have the group in. And I thought we'd do something really neat this year, so I talked to the folks in the group, and we're going to actually do a combined number to end the concert. We're going to have, I wrote a piece called Phalanx for brass and percussion, and we're going to have the five members of the Kansas City Symphony playing alongside a number of our ESU students and faculty members. So we'll have about a 15-piece ensemble playing in Heath Music Hall, and it will definitely be a rock your world kind of ending.
Well, that's great. As mentioned, a free show. Brass Quintet, the Kansas City Symphony Orchestra Brass Quintet, will be at Heath Recital Hall coming up Wednesday night. That's a 7:30 start, Gary?
That's correct. And since this is a free concert, it is first come, first seated.
Okay.
So if you want to go, I would suggest getting there early.
That sounds good. I have to ask you here, obviously with grants, the guarantee of future programs is to be determined. But if you are able to continue lining up, the Kansas City Symphony or sectionals of this, does this mean that maybe you can bring in other sections of the Kansas City Symphony, giving students of maybe in other sections besides brass, some opportunity to rub shoulders here with the symphony and get their own perspectives as well?
Yes, possibly. I've thought about sometimes like maybe bringing in their woodwind quintet,
right,
or string quartet, or something like that. And it's just, you can imagine how difficult it is to try to schedule an event like this. I went through the entire spring semester, and the only date that it worked on their end and our end was March 27th. Because, as you know, the symphony, plays like dozens and dozens of concerts, during each year. And I was just so glad to be able to find another date that did work. And I think it'd be fantastic to maybe bring another group in. But like I said, this group was just so fantastic last year. Just had to bring them back a second time. And it's literally just five world-class musicians on our stage, again, free to the public.
Don't miss out, folks. Coming up Wednesday, March 27th, Heath Recital Hall, 7:30, the Kansas City Symphony Orchestra Brass Quintet. Well, Gary, anything else on the spring calendar here?
We got lots and lots of things coming up, but we'll hit that on another newsmakers.
All right.
We'll have our second round of jazz and band and choir and orchestra concerts. But everything's going really well. I can't believe we're in the home stretch here. I mean, once we get to April, it's really just a month left to what's been a really, really good school year so far.
All right, Gary, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Gary.
Well, and thank you for getting the word out, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, and Director of Bands, Gary Zeke, Dr. Gary Zeke, ESU.
All right, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, we just added one here just a couple of minutes ago.